First of all, tell me your name and what you do.
Irene Zablitz. I'm a veterinarian and also an interpreter.
Ah, okay. Well, here at this Global Dairy 500 conference, tell me, I know we've got a number of different interpreters here. What language are you focused on?
We are translating into Portuguese.
Portuguese here. Okay.
Yes.
So for people who have maybe seen the booth at the back, explain how you are able to do this and present the information. I mean, I assume that you have... are you hearing this information for the first time and trying to simultaneously translate, for example?
Yes, exactly. It is simultaneous translation. So exactly what we are hearing, we are translating. Mm-hmm. So the message is conveyed. We have received the material beforehand, but it's just the printed slides. So,
but at least gives you an idea.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you're not just totally cold hit by what...
No. But now, this is not the rule, because in many conferences we don't have anything in advance, so...
Now, is it... how would you characterize the presenters? Do they all speak nice and slowly for you?
Not necessarily. I'm not sure if you were in the first session, but the first speaker was extremely fast and not very clear. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult for us to convey the message. So we sometimes are lag a little bit behind because we have first to process the information, understand the message, and then translate into Portuguese.
So how did you get into doing translating, especially as a veterinarian?
Because of the market needs, because I live in Brazil, and about 15 years ago, the market was growing, especially the veterinary and animal production market, so people started to ask me to help them, because they were bringing speakers, and they knew I spoke English and German, so they asked me to translate, so this is why I decided to switch careers,
So how far does this type of work take you? Obviously, you're not in Brazil right now, so... You travel around the world doing this?
Yes, we travel maybe 3-4 times a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever we have Brazilians, large group of Brazilians attending conference or making visits, so we travel along with them.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's nice to meet you and talk with you here at this Global Dairy 500 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.